BP's chief executive officer, Tony Hayward, appeared on Capitol Hill Thursday for the first time since oil began spilling into the Gulf April 20th. And lawmakers didn't pull any punches.
When you operate on our land and in our waters, you're only there because the public's trust has allowed you to be there. You violated that trust in the worst possible way.
Hayward told a congressional committee that he was personally devastated when he learned of the loss of life from the explosion and fire on the Deepwater Horizon oil rig.
I understand how serious the situation is. It is a tragedy. I want to speak directly to the people who live and work in the Gulf region. I know that this incident has had a profound impact on your lives and caused great turmoil, and I deeply regret that. I also deeply regret the impact the spill has had on the environment.
As Hayward began to testify, a female protester interrupted the hearing.
You need to be charged with a crime. You need to go to death.
The lawmakers did not go that far, although some did suggest that Hayward should resign. Democratic Representative Bart Stupak said that over the past 5 years, 26 people have died and 700 were injured in BP accidents. Democratic Representative Mike Ross of Arkansas summed up the view of many lawmakers.
Reports have surfaced revealing that in the days and weeks before the explosion, BP knowingly made a number of decisions that increased the danger of an explosion and spill occurring. It seems apparent that BP put profit before safety.
Hayward said his company's top priority is to stop the oil from leaking.
First, we're doing everything we can to secure the well and in the meantime contain the flow of oil. We're currently drilling two relief wells. We believe they represent the ultimate solution. We expect this to be complete in August.
But Hayward refused to answer questions about whether BP chose a cheaper and riskier well design, prompting this heated exchange with Democratic Representative Henry Waxman of California.
I haven't drawn a conclusion, Mr. Chairman.
I see. My time has expired, and I'm just amazed at this testimony. Mr. Hayward, you're not taking responsibility. You're kicking the can down the road and acting as if you have nothing to do with this company and nothing to do with the decisions. I find that irresponsible.
Earlier, Republican Representative Joe Barton of Texas stunned many in the room when he apologized to Hayward. Barton accused President Barack Obama of putting pressure on BP to set up a $20 billion escrow fund to compensate those hurt by the oil disaster.
But I'm ashamed of what happened in the White House yesterday. I think it is a tragedy of the first proportion that a private corporation can be subjected to what I would characterize as a shakedown, in this case a $20 billion shakedown.
Other Republicans quickly distanced themselves from the comments, and Barton said they had been misconstrued. The White House released a statement saying that it is shameful that Joe Barton seems to have more concern for big corporations that caused this disaster than the fishermen, small business owners, and communities whose lives have been devastated. Cindy Sain, VOA News.